Welcome to the Dr. Taz Show, the Superwoman's whole health fix. The juggling, the running, the planning. It seems women today need superpowers just to navigate our crazy world. On our show, we will be sharing tips and speaking with wellness experts from many different fields to help you awaken your inner superpowers and reach your full potential. Today, I am honored and I am joined by Lauren Berlingeri, who is an integrative nutritionist. She studied at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, where she became a certified holistic nutritionist and a health coach. She was also the star of a popular web series, Woman vs. Workout, which grossed over 10 million views. This achievement earned her a prestigious Webby Award nomination for Best Web Host Personality. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Taz. I'm really happy to be here.
We're excited to have you. And as you know, my show is really focused on bringing women to their full potential, making sure that they're equipped to handle the multiple responsibilities that women today have to navigate. I would love to learn more about just your journey. What even brought you into the world of integrative nutrition? What made you want to be a certified holistic nutritionist and health coach? Because I feel like women really learn from the journey of other women. So tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I've actually been a model for over 15 years. And I think that, you know, being introduced to modeling at such a young age, you're introduced to all sorts of body image issues. And, you know, it was always my responsibility to look a certain way and be a certain size. And that was like a lot of pressure. And it's really frustrating when you actually don't have any knowledge about what foods actually are healthy for you and what foods are going to actually give you an adequate energy. So it was like something that I was almost like forced into in a way, because mm-hmm. I was so confused on what was actually good for me and what was not good for me. That it was like, if I don't figure out what is good for me and what's actually healthy, then I'm going to go crazy. And so I just really got into it at a really young age, trying to figure out what foods were healthy for me. And you know, it started maybe about 6 years ago, but I just started working with, like, models that I was working with, and everyone kept asking me questions, and, you know, like, I had all the answers for everybody, and it was a really cool thing. And so I think that, like, being a model, being introduced to body image issues at such a young age really led me to the power of foods and what they can do, and just, like, being educated on it so I can make healthy decisions for myself, because at the very beginning, I really wasn't making the healthiest decisions.
Well, I think you touch on such an important point. I hear women talk about this all the time. We almost seem disconnected from our food and disconnected from understanding how food is our fuel and how it nourishes us and how it helps us to move forward. And I can't imagine, as a model, I'm curious in your journey, you know, and I want to talk about lots of other great things that you're doing too, but I'm just so curious, in your modeling journey, what age, how old were you when you entered that world?
I was 16. So, I mean, when I was 16 years old, I came from eating a McDonald's diet, fast food. You know, I had no clue on how to eat food that actually made me look and feel a certain way. And I was, you know, I started modeling, and the first thing was, like, I had to be aware that I was a little bit too big to be a model. And, you know, I wasn't choosing the best foods, and my skin wasn't looking a certain way. And I had all this pressure, and I had no idea what to do about it. So you either learn about it, or you suffer the whole time having a really bad relationship with food. And I just wasn't about that, you know, like, I played sports my whole life, and I was very aware of my body, and I always wanted to be really strong. So I just knew that I had to quickly learn a lot about the food that I was putting into my body.
And that's such an amazing message for all of our listeners, because I feel like when you are hitting a wall when it comes to your health, or when it comes to maybe trying to achieve a goal, whether it's a cosmetic goal or whether it's a medical goal, I think that really taking ownership and trying to understand and learn as much as you can about the issue is critical. I know I had to do that in my 20s, and it sounds like you did the same thing going into the modeling world and have really been able to influence your colleagues. And you went ahead and pursued, how far into your modeling career did you pursue the IIN coaching and the certification?
So I was probably about 20 when I first started getting into nutrition. I actually was mm-hmm. just reading about it, picking up nutrition books, reading about it online. I mean, my dad was a firefighter and always took good care of himself, so he taught me a lot. But it wasn't until I was about 27 that I actually went to IIN. And that's when everything just completely clicked. Everything made sense. you know, food wasn't my enemy. It became my best friend. You know, I learned all about eating for like a nice glow and looking healthy. And like, there was such a weight that was lifted off my shoulders once I actually educated myself. And I realized that like, I didn't have to have such a negative relationship with the food that I was eating.
That is fantastic and such an important message for all our listeners. Now tell us, I'm curious about this. What is a Webby Award and how did you get the Best Web Host and Personality Award for your web show or web series, Women vs. Workout? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a Webby is like an Emmy, but for web shows. I actually knew nothing about it. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys that I was shooting the show with told me that I was nominated. And I was super excited about it. I was actually shocked. But also with the Webby Awards, you're responsible for getting people to vote for you once you are nominated, which I'm really bad at doing that kind of stuff, you know, trying to do a campaign around getting people to vote for me.
Right.
So I actually didn't do so good at that part of it. I was just, like, really happy to be nominated, though. Like, I felt like I already won just by being nominated on my first year of, you know, trying to be a host. And like, I kind of just fell into being a host in the first place, and Woman versus Workout was just so perfect for me. So to actually get nominated for it, like, it was a job or something that I, you know, really achieved this, like, amazing prestigious award for being a great host was, like, just mind-boggling to me. So
that's awesome.
What was the award show?
Was it, tell us, like, Women versus Workout. So I'm thinking, like, you know, trying different types of workouts and seeing what you respond to. What, you know, we've talked a little bit about how powerful food was for you. Is this now the exercise component? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was actually. It started off with very, like, kind of basic, fun workouts, like pole dancing and boxing. And then as the show progressed, you know, the fans got involved and they started, like, sending out bigger challenges, like firefighter training. And I trained with the Navy SEALs and NASCAR driving.
Oh, wow.
And I was just, like, always up for it. And I was always super excited to learn, as I am with most things. So, like, the, you know, the producers on the show were like, if you're up for doing this, we will completely make this happen. And I just always was. Like, I've always been a little bit of a daredevil and an extremist and pushing my limits. So it was just a natural fit for me. And like I said, like, as the show progressed, it kept getting crazier and crazier and crazier to the point where we, like, really didn't know what we were going to do next.
How fun. I bet that was a lot of fun. Are you still involved in that show, or is that not something you're doing as much of anymore?
Yeah, no, it went 3 seasons. And unfortunately, it wasn't my show. It was a show that was produced by Rodale, which owns Women's Health and Men's Health magazine. And they had a bunch of other shows that were in the running, and they kind of lost the whole network that they made up, which was 3V. So my show kind of ended with it. But I got a good 3 seasons out of it. I got a Webby Award nomination, and then it also catapulted my career as a television host, and I started hosting for UFC and EA Sports and EMX. So it really, like, it just led me to so many amazing things, and I would even say it's led me to my startup, Higher Dose, now, which is what I'm doing, because it just always taught me how to, like, you know, push my limits, never give up, never be afraid to do something that you think you really don't know anything about, and just give it your all.
I think that is wonderful. And again, you know, such a lesson for all of us that when we are getting frustrated and we don't know why we're doing something, you never know where it's going to lead or what path or door might open. You mentioned Higher Dose. I want to talk about Higher Dose. Tell me a little bit about this and what the philosophy is behind it. And I know that it's really near and dear to your heart, and you're trying to help women find the high life, is my understanding. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I guess Higher Dose is where I'm at right now in my life. I know we started out talking about nutrition, and that's definitely where I started with this whole journey, is like learning about nutrition and herbs and wellness. And then it catapulted into fitness and like extreme fitness and pushing that limit. And then, and then you kind of like start to learn about recovery and how to take care of yourself and how to just feel good, you know, forget about trying to achieve a certain body size through food or like trying to, you know, be amazing at your workout class and all of that. Ultimately, I think what we're all trying to do is just feel amazing. And that's really where Higher Dose came from. So DOSE stands for dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins.
Love that.
And those
yep.
are your four main happy chemicals.
You're speaking my language. Yes, you're definitely
yeah,
speaking my language.
Yeah, it's all about releasing the happy chemicals. And what Higher DOSE is about, it's about this movement and teaching people how to release those happy chemicals. So not only, you know, are we all about this brand and awareness around, you know, like feeling amazing, but we also are about bringing infrared saunas to the masses. So infrared saunas is our product that we believe in more than anything in the whole entire world. Infrared saunas are extremely good for you, but above all, they make you feel amazing because they release a lot of serotonin and endorphins and dopamine. And those are your happy chemicals. So, like, when people come into the sauna, you know, they come in, they do a sweat, and they leave here feeling amazing, and they're like, wow, like, I didn't realize I could feel that way. And there's so many different ways to release these happy chemicals naturally, but I really do believe that nobody knows about infrared saunas, and it's so healthy for you, and it's an automatic feel-good. So this was really something that I speak about really dearly, and I'm really passionate about, and I really do think it's going to make a major difference in this world.
What a unique concept. And I'll have to be honest, I mean, I'm an integrative physician and I work with these chemicals all the time. And, you know, and I agree with you. I think a big part of why we don't feel good or we eat too much or we work out too much or too little is because we're simply not happy. So if you can tap in to a way to release those happy chemicals and find your happy place, I really firmly believe all the other health issues slowly, like literally melt away. But what
exactly.
I did not know, I mean, I've used infrared saunas in practice a lot. I use them for detoxification. I use them for, you know, they're in some of our different protocols. I've never honestly thought to use them to really up the happy quotient for anybody. So that is a unique concept. And I'm curious to see how you make this a reality. Are these saunas that are in people's homes, are they centers or spas where people can go for X amount of time? Talk us a little bit through what does that look like for somebody listening who might be interested. I mean, tell us a little bit more about what that might look like.
Yeah, so at Higher DOSE, we launched our own spa. We have a Higher DOSE infrared sauna spa in one of the most popular areas in New York City on Bowery and First Street. And we have four infrared saunas and cold water showers here at the spa, so that you can literally come in and do a 30-minute infrared session where, exactly like you said, you detox, it actually speeds up your heart rate, so it's a little bit of a weight loss aspect of it. Your skin looks amazing, but ultimately you leave here feeling amazing because it downs your cortisol levels and releases all these happy chemicals. So people come in and they use the infrared sauna, and what else we're doing at Higher DOSE is we also install infrared panels into yoga studios. So that's where we originally started with the company is, you know, I'm a big fitness person and I used to go and do hot yoga all the time, but I always left there feeling depleted and tired because it was too much for me. The heat always took a little too much for me. And when I started using the infrared sauna, when I was in there, I was feeling amazing in there. You know, I was feeling energized and I was feeling like I could do anything when I was in there. So I was like, why aren't they using this extremely healthy form of heat in hot yoga instead of conventional heat, which is actually unhealthy for you, aggressive, and is ultimately a breeding ground for bacteria? So it was just kind of a no-brainer. So I actually just partnered with the number one infrared sauna company and created our own infrared panels that get installed into yoga studios. So we're in over five studios here in New York City. That was originally how we, you know, were known for infrared in New York. And it just kind of like took off, but it was a little bit more of a difficult model, you know, to try to get yoga studios to invest into our infrared panels that we just thought we're missing such an opportunity to just provide the infrared saunas for all the, you know, stressed out toxic people in New York City.
Yeah.
When we're missing such a huge market. And, you know, as soon as we opened up the spa, it like completely took off. You know, everyone here is super psyched to have it here. It works. Like, we got booked out within 4 months. We got
wow.
so much press. You know, people in New York were just dying for something like this. And really,
oh my
what
gosh,
we're doing is... Sorry?
No, go ahead. I mean, I was going to say, where's the spa? I'm in New York a lot. I want to come. But no,
oh,
please
yeah.
go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, we're on First and Bowery, so we're right in the middle of East Village and NoHo and SoHo. Okay. But if anyone's listening and wants to know, you just go to higherdose.com and you can get more information, and you can also book online there. And you can also see what our spa looks like. There's a lot of pictures on there and a lot more details on the benefits of infrared, because, like, literally this whole phone call and conversation could have been just around the benefits of it. And yes, at Higher Dose, we like to package things instead of like, you're going to be so healthy and you'll live so long, and it's super detoxing and very scientific based. We actually just talk about feeling good, which actually appeals much more to the millennials, which is the younger generation, where people are a little bit more like conscious of like what they're putting into their body, how they're feeling. You know, everyone's talking about yoga, meditation, and all these different practices in order to feel a certain way, that we just felt like Higher Dose was just a better way to speak about doing something healthy for yourself instead of, you know, the word health, which is not so sexy anymore.
So your average, you know, client, is it a millennial, or is it somebody more skewed a little bit older? Who's coming in and using the spa? And also, I'm curious, like, do you come in and use it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes? What's sort of the regimen that is recommended?
Yeah, we do 30-minute sessions or hour sessions.
Okay.
Some people like to come in with a friend, and they would like to take the sauna in the room for the hour. They don't necessarily sit in the sauna for that long, but they're not forced to get in and out. Where our 30-minute sessions are more of an express session, where they, you know, come into the room and they, like, usually come in by themselves, and they're just trying to fit it into their busy schedule. So either way, it just depends on what your lifestyle is like.
And is it once a week, twice a week? Is there, I don't know if you've done much around, you know, feedback. Yeah, protocols and things like that. Feedback in terms of, okay, if, you know, it's a good idea to come once a week, like acupuncture, for example.
Yeah.
You know, most acupuncture protocols, I'll say, you know, at least in the beginning, you need to do it once or twice a week, and then eventually you can start to space it out. Is there a starting way for the listener? Like, if they wanted to give this a chance and they're looking at that crazy superwoman schedule and they're trying to determine if this is a reality for them or not, what's the best way for them to think about scheduling this in or fitting this in into their routine?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because I feel like there's no right answer to that question. Like everybody is completely different. There's no one diet that's good for everybody. There's not one exercise that's good for everybody. Everybody is so different. But I think the safest thing to say is coming in and trying it once, two times a week, just like you said, with the acupuncture, is the best way to slowly introduce your body to something new. That way you can kind of gauge and listen to your body a little bit more than going like really aggressive with it. Because there is a big detox process that happens, and you do sweat out a lot of water in the end. So you want to make sure that you're really hydrated, and you also want to make sure that you're not going too aggressive with the detox process of it. But it's like working out, you know, you kind of start off slow, you do one, then you
build
do
up
twice a week, and then you build up to it, and you let your body adjust to it in the most healthiest way possible. But you know, like, when people are extremely sick, they put them in the infrared sauna twice a day in order to get them, you know, a lot better, you know, sooner, because they're in a lot of trouble. So infrared's so gentle that you could do it every day. But like anything that's good for you, you can also go out of balance with it. And I think that always introducing it slowly is the best and healthiest thing for you.
So for our listeners, you know, trying these infrared saunas maybe twice a week to begin with, building up from that point out, remembering to stay hydrated as you're doing it, and really monitoring, again, checking in and monitoring and being connected to your own body is the best way maybe to move forward. So we know you've got the spa at First and Bowery in New York City. What are future plans? Any other spas coming up or on the way, or what's the thought there?
Yeah, we're really excited. We are going to be launching our second location at ABC Home. And for anyone that knows New York, this is a completely like a crazy move for us, because it's the most iconic health and wellness slash like furniture store, home store, but it's all like very spiritual and like, you know, health and wellness oriented. And it's just like such an amazing experience to be there. And they have ABC restaurants as well, which is like one of my favorite restaurants ever. And then they also have like upstairs, they have the mezzanine level, which Deepak Chopra has his office there. They often do all sorts of like conferences around health and wellness. And it's just an amazing place, an amazing headquarters, and really like the center of New York City for all these like you know, people that are obsessed with like health and wellness and taking care of themselves. They're the mecca. They offer everything there. So our second location is going to be in the mezzanine level next to Deepak Chopra's office at ABC Home. So we're super excited about that.
Exciting. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for spending time with me today and talking about Higher Dose and your health journey. I want to go ahead and give you an opportunity before we close to let our listeners know how to connect with you and also leave us with your top three superwoman tips. What should all of us do to feel amazing and be our absolute best?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing lately is gratitude. I, you know, make it a daily practice and affirmation that I'm always being super grateful, because then you never feel hard done by when something happens to you. If you're really grateful for your situation and the lesson that you learned, there's always something to be grateful for. And I just think it's such a high frequency. And being passionate. If you are passionate about what you do, it doesn't seem like work at all. And it completely just flows through you. And another thing that I've really learned is compassion. I think having compassion for people, especially as a woman, is such a nurturing gift that you could give to somebody. That, you know what, people just want you to listen sometimes and deal with them. And I think that whenever you're compassionate, you're really giving your gift as a woman to the society and community around you. And if anyone wants to follow me, I'm Lauren Berlingeri on Instagram. And you can definitely, you know, send me a message that way, or otherwise just check out Higher Dose. That's where my passion is right now, and I'm absolutely in love with it. And I hope you guys all have a chance to try our infrared saunas.
Lauren, thank you so much for spending time with us. Gratitude, passion, and compassion. Those are her three tips for you and all of our listeners to be amazing superwomen. Thanks, Lauren. Thank you so much for joining me. And for all of you listening, thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Taz Show, the Superwoman's Whole Health Fix.